Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
The Survivor Specialist, Phil, Blake, and Tegwith are back. Will may be joining us in a bit. We don't know. It might happen. It might not. But today, we are
talking could be about- on Survivor 50 as your 49 person. You never know.
You never know.
He is not. And we are doing our Survivor 50 cast reaction. And we are going to be talking about all 22 people that we know and two people that we don't, that Jeff revealed as season 49 and season 49 today on CBS Mornings, which I thought was hilarious because it's like, oh, we're going to keep those hidden. It's like, no, you're not. Redmond's done that. We already know that it's Riz and it's Savannah. And so we're going to be talking about how we feel about that. And yes, and we have 24 people, which I have to just, before I even turn it over to either of you, I just need to say that on January 11th, Will, myself, and Mike Bloom sat down and did a podcast draft where we did 24 people, three tribes of eight, and each tribe had to have four old school and four new era people on it. And I really think that that's what we're about to get, whether for better or for worse. I think that's what's about to happen.
Well, this is your fault.
In the hands of the fans. We were the fans. We didn't realize that we were the fans at the time. I probably wouldn't have done what we did. Let's just be real here. Maybe they're listening. I don't know. But I know that the day that the spoiler came out, I'm on vacation, as everybody can see from the beautiful background with the three caballeros dancing in the background here. Blake and Will were blowing up my phone like they have never blown up my phone. I text them to be like, you guys ready to do like a Patreon podcast or something? I won't hear from them for 48 to 72 hours. The season 50 cast semi leaks, and the two of them were blowing me up at like 1 a.m. and I've never gotten such great response time. So I'm excited to dive into this, and I'm excited to hear what Tegwith has to say too, because I feel like we're going to have a little bit of a good cop, bad cop, although Will would be the big bad cop here. And I think he'd be proud to hear this. He sent us 0 to 10 ratings of who he's excited to watch play. There were a lot of zeros on that piece of paper. So we're going to dive into all of it. This is polarizing. People are not happy right now. I've been hit up by former players today. I've been talking to some myself. And I'm just a little shocked. So I'm going to start with Blake. because I know that you're supposed to start a little scary here. And I know that his take might be a little scary, and then I'll come to you, Tagwith.
I think what's interesting is it's an all-star season. And I think there's the thought process of no matter what they did, there's no way they can please everybody. But it certainly felt like they didn't really try for a couple eras of a lot of fans. And maybe this is for a new era type of fan to watch of, I do know half the cast, even though I've only been watching for 4 years. That's what matters, is keeping these new fans that have binged able to watch, able to pay attention. If I do want to go back and watch every cast member, it's maybe only 4 seasons I need to go watch, because Suri, Colby, and Stephanie are all on. Oh, Coach is there too. I'll just watch House Heroes versus Villains and get some of those. And maybe that's the thought process of this. I think also I've worked in casting. It is a thing of who's going to pass the buck of, like, when this isn't a great season, or if it's not a great cast, is it casting's fault? Did we have issues with the execs, or Jeff Probst want to go another way? I think that's something whenever maybe you're looking at this list of 24, when you're like, well, how did that happen? I don't really like that. Maybe that's where the wires got crossed of, well, we wanted some more old school people, but whenever we told them, they were like, it can only be these four. And are we going to say no to Suri? And like, sometimes maybe you do, of like, we saw Suri win a show called To the Traitors. Can she win Survivor? If there's going to be big ass burly men from the new era that she has to compete against, she's never going to win a challenge. She can never get to endgame. It's like, are we going to watch that a whole again? I think there's some clear people that people have wanted for years. So congrats on the people who mention Chrissy's name every single time. I think there was a large portion of, as soon as we watched Q do what he did, everyone was like, Q has to be on the next All-Stars. It worked out for you. But then there's a lot of people who, I've been saying Sean Rector probably as loud as anybody has for 20 years. And there's somebody else. I don't know if it's Bloom or the other guy. It's the other guy, right?
Dalton Ross, I was talking. Yeah, like, I messaged him today.
I'm the number one Sean Rector fan. Why did this not happen? And it is is Sean Rector too old? Is there not enough? Is it Sean Rector saying no? Is it, well, some of these people got an appearance fee? And then it's like, same thing with, like, we have Colby, but we don't have Jerry. If we could only have one, would you want Colby or would you want Jerry? And I think there's a lot of different views and avenues. And that's just my base layer of when I'm watching this. But I think when Phil and I were talking about it yesterday, when we were looking at the 48 pictures, it doesn't, or 24 pictures for season 50, it doesn't feel that great. But when you start picturing the 8 people on the tribes and you're like, oh, Q may be talking to Coach about Aubrey and he hates Aubrey, and Coach is a coach and Q is a player. Is he about to be Coach's new Tyson and they run the game? Like what is the best possible, like, we're living in where there's hope because we don't have spoilers. We have cast spoilers, but no, there's no eliminations yet. So in my mind, every single All-Star season is won by a wacky pick that shouldn't be there. But right now, Q could beat Coach by one vote. And also, Angelina gets third place because she drives everyone crazy. Like, yeah. That's my, let's just have that final three. Why wouldn't we do that? So that's where I'm at right now of, like, I'm disappointed in some of these decisions. I'm maybe a little bit more understanding than you're hoping I am because I know how casting works. But I don't know why there's so many new era people unless they were like, we have to have our new era audience stick around.
Here's my thing, and Tagwith, I'll turn it over to you in a second, but I just want to comment on some of the stuff here with Blake, and I want to take into consideration real quick for some people. These are real human beings, and sorry for any random noises that are happening. I'm in a hotel room. I can't control all the random sounds that are happening in here. But these are real human beings, so I don't want to start rumors about health issues for anybody, but I just want to take into consideration this cast already. Somebody had put it out earlier today. There's 10 people over 50 or 10 people over 40. Like, it's insane how much. Jenna Lewis, Colby, Coach, I think Chrissy is like upper 40s. It's an older cast, much, much older. Right now, we all know it's Rizgod. So there's going to be three people in their 20s on this season. It's a 24-person cast. That's pretty insane. So I just want to know, like, I know a lot of people in here are asking, what about Dom, right? Well, we all know that Dom's story going into Ghost Island was that he was really, really overweight at one point in his life. He lost a bunch of weight and then he was healthy. We don't know what these people are going through. And I don't want to start rumors. I don't want people to think that this is what happened because I know nothing. But I'm just saying, like, there are people who probably have heart conditions now. Rupert's in his 60s. Like, he might literally not be able to play. Dom, who knows? Like, you don't know what these people are going through. And maybe that could be something with Sean Rector.
I don't want to speculate, but out. These three people definitely.
Well, no, but I'm just, these are the people that people are going, how the hell are these people not on? And it's like, well, I don't know how Dom wasn't chosen for this. In my opinion, Dom is the ultimate. He was the star of his season and he loses in a tie. Like, that's insane. And
how
so
is he not played again?
That
and,
to
and
me,
the challenge doesn't count, CBS.
Exactly. And like, take Ozzy out, in my opinion, and we'll get to all of that. But like, that's just where it's an older cast. And I think people need to keep in mind that there could be health issues. There could be other things. There's some rumors that maybe Elizabeth and Amanda just said, screw it. We don't like the cast. We're not going to do it. And that's why Jenna Lewis suddenly got thrown in, and who knows who the other replacement was. But those are some things I just want to take into consideration. But sorry, Tegwith, welcome. Also, hi. Our first episode, your premiere episode as a specialist, as an official specialist, hits 10,000 and is our first 10,000 videos since our Xander tell-all from season 41. So welcome. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is why Will's not here and you are.
Yeah, that was really crazy. Yeah, so here's the thing. My take on this cast is ignorance is bliss. And had I not been in all of the chats of like, here was a speculated cast from 3 weeks ago, from 2 months ago, here who was talked about, here who wasn't talked about, all of this stuff. I think I see this cast and go, I wish there were more old school people, but honestly, pretty good. Like, I think that a lot of these players that we're seeing, the new era players, I wanted to see back at some point anyway. I think I would prefer them to be on like a second chances, but like, I'm really stoked to see Tiffany. I'm really stoked to see Charlie. I'm really stoked to see Q, even though I think Q is going to be an early boot. I'm really stoked to see a lot of these people. You don't think he's going to be Tony?
No, he's winning.
I would love a Q win. A Q win would be iconic. And like, I love Camilla and I love Kyle and I love all of these people. And I think that they are really good players who have a really interesting perspective to the game. And I'm really excited to see that. But, you know, it's just always the, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish we could have had Rob. I wish we could have had, you know, Jerry. I wish we could have had Dom. I wish we could have, I wish. Abby Maria, all of these people. And so I just, it's just like, comparison is a thief of joy. If I'm looking at this cast, like on paper, I'm genuinely pretty excited about it. And especially because somebody was talking to me and was like, I like looking at this in like sections of people. So in theory, they're breaking up into three tribes, right? Mm-hmm. And just like seeing like there are like three strong guys, three puzzlers, three like all of these things. And I think that if they divide the tribes that way, I'm like really interested to see how it all plays out. I will say, I like everybody else, not super stoked about the 26 days with 24 people. I feel like, you know, I feel like with that, it's like, hey, I feel like they couldn't decide. Like, I almost feel like they were like, okay, we've got this person and this person and this person, throw them all in. Like, that's just kind of what it feels like. And then all of what we're going to get is like multiple double boots, maybe
six of them,
but also maybe like first boot. What if it's all three of them go to tribal council? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be kind of chaotic.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to happen, Blake, again, I'm on my vacation and Blake was like, I was like, Blake, I need to test out to make sure the connection works. And I was like, you got 5 minutes. And then we talked for 45 minutes. So we were talking about this yesterday. And I think the way that this would shake out from a number standpoint, six double boots in the pre-merge. So every single week, 90-minute episodes, every week we are getting the two tribes that lose immunity, go to tribal council and vote somebody out. Now we have 12 people going into episode number 7. It's a 14 episode season that gives us a final 5 in the 14th episode. And I think that's what we're going to get. All single eliminations in the second half of the game. But in the first half, Jeff comes out and says, it's season 50. Nothing comes easy on season 50. There's going to be, and I'm telling you right now.
That's
and,
what and, it's like on hey, Survivor. Look,
I'm sure that everybody is sitting in their hotel rooms in Fiji. They're probably already sequestered, but I'm just going to say it anyway. And sorry if this blows all of our relationships for 49. Please vote the 49 people out. I have no interest at all. I don't know them. I'm not going to care. I don't care if Riz and Savannah are the two greatest players in the history of time. I don't care. Vote them out. And if you're sitting here, know that we are all rooting for you all to vote those two people out. And if in a year from now, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to Riz or Savannah and they're like, hey, I listen to your podcast. You're an asshole. And I still won the season. Good for you. But I'm coming into this going, please vote those people out because I could care less. And I there's nothing I can do about that because Colby, literally, I know so many people aren't excited about Colby, but I need to talk about Colby briefly. First season I ever watched was Australian Outback when it was live. So I'm 9 years old watching Colby. This is when I thought that I was pretty athletic. That just tells you about where I grew up, right? I thought I was going to be good at things. Colby's who I wanted to be. So, of course, I love Colby. And then I'm rewatching Heroes Villains now for the Patreon. Colby on Heroes Villains might be the best version of Colby because he is so damn cranky and just annoyed at the fact that they won't just play the game normal. And he doesn't understand how it works. And it's actually thrilling to watch. And I think that version of Colby, if Australian Outback or All-Stars Colby comes back for season 50, I'm out. If it's Heroes Villains Colby who's like, I don't get what the hell y'all are doing. Just vote me out if you need to. And they're like, okay, we'll keep you finally. It's like, I'm in on that. I will watch that. And I will watch the guy who is somehow the final hero remaining when they literally wanted to vote him out at the Suri boot. Like, whatever. I'm in on Colby. I love Colby. And I
imagine Colby is talking to Emily Flippin.
I'm in.
And like, he's like, I don't know what you're saying, but sure. And she's like, He's overthinking this, and it's like he's not thinking at all.
Colby like Emily on a tribe. I think, Blake, you said this yesterday, but Colby on a tribe with a man named Riz God is all I've ever lived for, right? Like, yeah. I'm in. And I hope Colby is the reason Riz God gets his snuff torch or his torch snuff. I just want to, Tegwith, you were talking about, you know, the overarching and everything like that. So Blake and I went through, and we had Kyle and D on the same tribe here, which they probably wouldn't put the two winners, but who knows?
We also had Jonathan and Ozzy, which I thought we separated, but we didn't. But
it's okay. But here's kind of the thing we were looking at was like, if you wanted to make it so that nobody was actually playing together, who had previously played together, or like Colby and Coach don't actually play together, but Colby and Coach are on the jury together. So I'm eliminating that. But Coach and Suri, they've never been on the island together. They weren't in pre-jury or jury, anything like that. So here's what it could look like. Colby, Christian, Aubrey, Chrissy, Joe, Charlie, Genevieve, the season 49 woman, Coach, Devins, Suri, Angelina, Q, the season 49 man, Camilla and Emily, and then Ozzy, Mike White, Stephanie, Jenna Lewis, Jonathan, Kyle, Tiffany, and D. When you start to break it down like that, there's plenty of relationships to be excited about watching. It's just a matter of, I've always said this with Survivor fans, right? One of our Patreon podcasts, one of our listeners tasked Will and I with creating Heroes versus Villains without a single person who was on Heroes versus Villains. Easiest thing we've ever done in our lives. It was so easy. And I think we get so caught up in what we don't have that we forget what we do have. However, my biggest complaint with this cast isn't anybody pre-40. And we're going to talk about Mike White. I have so much to say about the audition for the White Lotus that's about to take place in Fiji this year. But here's my thing. They screwed up the new era casting so badly, in my opinion. I think that they did getting Colby, Jenna Lewis, 42 seasons later, I am in, right? Ozzy, Suri, Stephanie, I don't need to see them, but I understand why they're there. And honestly, I'm going to be pulling for them in some way. Christian, Angelina, Chrissy, Devins, Mike White, great. You are knocking it out of the park. This is what we want. Aubrey, I'm a little more lukewarm on, but that's just because her second and third game were like, whatever. But like, honestly, her first game was so good. Maybe people forget how good she was that maybe she can now do something. But when I look at the new era and Jonathan Young is the only representative from seasons 41 through 44. And remember, there was a period of time where CBS and Jeff were trying to pitch to us that no, the new era is better. This is great. Blah, blah, blah. The fact that they put one person from the first 72 that they cast in the new era tells you exactly how they feel about those first four seasons of the new era. And I think it's terrible casting. I think they totally dropped the ball. I don't need 11 people from the five most recent seasons to be on the biggest, most epic seasons. Right. And if you're trying to do new era versus old school, and that's what you want to do, you had Cody. You had Jesse, you had Cassidy, you had Owen, you had Sammy.
Shan.
Who?
Sorry, I said I really wanted Shan.
Shan, Ricard. I was only doing season 43. James Jones, right? But then, yeah, Shan, Ricard, Deshaun, Xander. Did you forget about all of them? And then you talk about 43.
Where are my gays at, too? What the hell?
Thank you, Blake. Thank you. Scream it. Scream it.
Literally.
I mean, we have Mike White and Ozzy is by, so yeah. Okay, but like, am I excited to watch Mike White because he's the gay rep? No, I'm excited to watch him because he's the celebrity rep. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess the other gay guy that was on the show was also the celebrity rep of like, who went home, Rachel's season first. I always forget his freaking name. Pod Saves America.
John Lovett.
John Lovett.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm almost like, if John Lovett had made it into this cast, I'd be like, well, that's how the celebrity works and how showbiz is. But then it's like, oh, it's Mike White. And I'm like, okay, well, he can game and he has all this layer. But it is kind of like when Mike White gets fourth place and loses in the fire, are we going to go like he dominated this season? Or are we going to be like, if I'm going to be next to somebody this whole time, my wife might as well be not right next to Mike White.
And also, I think the casting of Mike White, sorry, just to talk about the Mike White thing, I think that's a business decision more than anything else. That is a, hey, you guys like White Lotus. It's the best show on TV. The writer gets all of his ideas from this show. So you want to be on the ground floor of season five of White Lotus? Watch Survivor 50 and you'll see the inspiration for season five firsthand. Mm-hmm. Like that's what that is. And which is fine. Survivor, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself that Survivor is actually, it's a business. It's a game, you know, sports are a business, like everything's a business, whether we like it or not. And that is a 100% a business decision. And also like, Jeff's like, hey buddy, you want to go on, you want to go back on the island? Yeah. Hey yeah. Friend, let yeah. me text you.
Also like, and this is no knock on Jeff, but like Mike White has officially surpassed Jeff in popularity, which was not the case in David versus Goliath.
Yep.
And I think that that's something where Jeff's like, ooh, I'm still friends with the cool guys. Like, get over here, Mike White. And at the end of the day, I don't think Mike White really brings in any new viewers because like most people, if you were to say like, oh, we're going to have Christopher Nolan on this show, like most people would be like, I don't really care about Christopher Nolan as a person. I care about him as a director. Right. And I'm not trying to knock that. It's just like, White Lotus viewers aren't going to be like, oh, I love the writing and direction of this show so much. And I'm going to go, if Walton Goggins was on, okay, maybe we're talking a little bit different. Here's what I get worried about with this. Okay, this is my biggest concern with Mike, because I think Mike White alone is a 10 out of 10 casting decision. I think he was phenomenal on David versus Goliath. I think he was actually overshadowed a little bit by a phenomenal cast. But I do think that at the end of the day, Mike White brings something to the game and almost pulled off a win when everybody already knew he was killing it from what his regular life is. But here's what my issue is. How many people, there's a guy coming onto the season. I don't think it's his real name, right? Rizgod. Okay.
Does that sound, don't worry.
Does that sound like somebody who wants to go out there and play Survivor to win it? Or he ends up on a tribe with Mike White and he's like, hey, Mike, what are you doing? You like, we should be best friends. I'm going to blow my Survivor game so that maybe I can be the cameo on the White Lotus. Or, you know, I don't know. Most people don't have the same interests as me, but Blake, you work in the film industry. I've always wanted to be a TV writer or something like that. I'd throw away my chance at $1 million on Survivor to try to get in the writer's room on the White Lotus. Of course I would. Of course I would. I'm going over, hey, Mike, we're best friends. You can win this game. I will throw it all away if you really like me at the end of this. And I want to be in the writer's room on the White Lotus. I might hit up Alec Merlino afterwards. I'm going to hit him up. And I'm going to
Rachel won her season because she said she was going to do graphic work for all the people on the jury.
That's exactly right. Like, I'm going to hit up Alec Merlino after the season. And I'm literally going to say, what's your workout routine? I want to look like you. I want to buy this surfing cow stuff so my aging goes away. And I'm going to be on the White Lotus next season. Like, that's what's going to happen. And I, maybe I'm not competitive enough with Survivor, but if you can start off your career, start hanging out with Angelina Jolie. I don't know. I remember being at the David versus Goliath finale, Blake. You were there. A lot of drama around who's going to Angelina Jolie's house and who's not. There was a lot of drama around that. And so for me, I want to go to Angelina Jolie's house. That sounds like a fun time. Is it worth getting into that upper echelon and blowing your second or fifth chance at winning Survivor to hang out with Mike White and become his friend? Because, like, I'm not saying this as, like, people don't actually, Alec, Kara, like, these people love Mike White. Angelina loves Mike White. Like, they all do, because Mike White is an infectious person. Mm-hmm. But there's also going to be some fakeness going on. And I think Mike White has a clear path to the merge, and even deeper, because who's going to be the one who says, I want to vote out the guy who created the White Lotus? Everybody's going to look at them and say, but I want to be on the White Lotus.
Okay, well, hopefully he goes home first then.
I don't see it happening. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Tegwith, am I wrong on that?
No, I totally get it. But here's also the thing. Like, I get what you're saying, but I think that there's also, like, I don't want to negate the strategy of that, though. Because, like, I think this was also the talk. We had a very similar conversation to this when we were talking about Rob and, like, whether or not if Rob was going to be on the season, did he have an advantage because people wanted to be in good with Rob because they wanted to be obviously much different kind of scenario here. But I think that, like, that could be an advantage because people could be like, hey man, I'm going to use this guy as a shield and keep him as long as possible. Whether other people are using him or not, he will always be a bigger target because he is Mike White. So, like, I think that there is some, like, strategy there, but I definitely think people are going to use that, you know, people just, like to be around celebrities sometimes. So I feel like it could be used, but I just really think that, like, my thing, I was actually talking to my friends about this last night. I think there are some people who were cast who aren't able to win. Mm-hmm. And I mean that because, like, I think that, like, if Mike White goes to Final Three, I don't know. And do we know if it's 1 million or 2 million? Do we have that? Do we know yet?
I don't think they've
said,
I don't think
two, they've said, but it has not been confirmed one way, okay, or the other.
I obviously, right, like, the title of Soul Survivor is one thing, but also $1 million is a lot of money. I feel like people, especially now, are not going to vote for one of the most popular, well-known, successful men in, like, Hollywood right now, at least, you know, television right now.
Over Jenna Lewis? Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think that he has a chance to win. Like, I think that there are people, they cast people who are good TV, but they don't have, like, a chance to win, which I think is, like, one of my things that kind of annoys me with the Mike White casting, because I would like to see people who I genuinely think could go to the end and win it all, and I just don't think that he could take it.
I like that thought, Teg, with, mm-hmm, like, of the 24, how many people do you see in your mind that can't win? And is it, like, more than six? And then it's like, what are we doing? Are we casting losers on purpose? And those six people have to band together so one of them can win?
So let me, it's kind of like the villains, right? When they played heroes, villains, they always knew that they could only win if they sat next to other villains. Like, they knew they can't win if they sit next to heroes because the heroes just have the hero's mantra, right? Yeah. Like, and Nick Wilson wins David versus Goliath because David won against Goliath. And so when David sits down next to two Goliaths at the end, he wins. The Goliaths needed to get rid of all of the Davids or they don't win. If Kara's sitting in Final Three, a Goliath wins. If Davey's sitting in Final Three, Davey wins. So, like, I think that's the problem. And going based off of this, Tegwith, I want to do a quick one, and I want to see if you guys agree on, you and Blake agree on these. Can Colby win? Quick, let's like kind of rapid fire this. Can Colby win?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can Christian win?
Yes.
Yeah. Can Aubrey win?
No.
No.
Can Chrissy win?
Yes.
Can Joe win?
No.
No.
Yes. No, I go back. I say yes.
I saw Joe's final tribal. He has no shot. He can't.
Blake, let me ask you this. Are you 97.4% sure?
He's done. He's done. I've never been a Joe fan, and I never will be a Joe fan again, okay? How dare you?
Blake has been texting me just pictures of Joe nonstop for the last 4 days, being like, he is back. Dad is back. It was so weird. Okay. Can Charlie win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can Genevieve win?
Yes.
Yes.
Can either of the 49 people win? I'm just going to ask that one off the bat because I forgot.
Sorry.
I don't know them. No.
I say no.
Right, it's going to be like Russell, right?
I think people aren't going to want to vote for a 49er. They're not going to want to vote. They're going to be like, I don't want this person who's been in this world for
five. I give them $1 million, and then on the show, they're like homophobic by accident, and I didn't know the whole time. I'd be like,
yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, also, they're not, or they wouldn't come back.
We have this from JD Robinson. Colby can win in what world? In mine, JD. He's already won the
this
million.
This is our
dollars.
Podcast, JD. Go with
yeah. All right. Can Coach win?
No.
Can Devins win?
I'm going to put him in the middle.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, this is weird. You guys are supposed to be opposites, not literally the same facial expressions. Can Suri win?
No.
No.
This is my hot take. No, absolutely. I don't think Suri can win, and I will stand
I would vote out Suri day one if I was on this cast.
Me too. I love her.
You're not doing anything for me on this.
The other thing is Suri is older now and she already wasn't very good at challenges. So it's like, what is Suri providing for you other than a shield in the post merge? But like, if two tribes are going every episode, like I think will happen, you can't keep Suri. You literally can't.
No. Suri's going to have a wonderful goodbye. Thanks for everything. Final words where they put the most beautiful music, and it's going to happen episode 3 at the latest. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, I did win Traitor. She's not going to mention it. But this has been my favorite love show. It sucks that I can't do it, but I'm glad I had a final chance. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Angelina.
She can win. Let's do it. She's going. Yes, man. Chef.
Okay. I love it. All right. I love the positivity. Q.
Yes.
I say no. I like that energy.
I've agreed with almost all of you, but there's no way Q wins.
Angelina and Q are my blind spots. I'm going to put my full force behind them. Sorry.
If we get a Q, Angelina, Joe final three and Joe takes that, Blake is going to combust on this podcast.
No way he takes it over Angelina, my girl.
No way. Yeah. Angelina.
She'll negotiate with the voters. She'll be like, I'll give you something, guys.
You know what the craziest part is? They're both third place finishers, and Joe got more votes at Final Tribal than Angelina. Let's just throw this out here. Okay, where was I? Camilla.
Yeah.
Camilla is not going to win 50.
I don't think she's going to, but she can.
I don't think she'll be in the final six. So I'm going to close that door on her.
She can.
I really hope that they're not sequestered yet and they're all listening to this at the same time. And they're like, I'm now changing my whole game plan off of how Tegwith and Blake feel. Joe literally just wrote down on a piece of paper, take Q and Angelina to final three. He just wrote it down. Blake, Will be here in 30 minutes if we're still live. Look at that. If we got on my way home, look at that. That's dedication. Can Emily flip and win?
Yes.
Ozzy?
No.
We already talked about Mike White. He can't win. No way, right?
No way.
LaGrossa?
No.
No. I'm in the middle on that one, actually. No, I change it.
Final tribal council before.
I go back. Like, convince me. His no convinced me.
She lost to one of the least convincing winners out of, like, Danny didn't do anything at her final tribal. She just sat there and said, evil next to me. Like, that was it. Jonathan Young?
No.
No.
Tiffany?
Yes, she's my winner pick.
She was my winner pick. She's going to be final five. It's going to be
that time.
46, and she's my winner pick.
Time. We're done with Tiffany. Time. She gets 30 seconds at a time. That's it. Anytime somebody mentions Tiffany, we just yell time after 30 seconds. I'm out. She was my winner pick for 46. She pissed me off so much at that final tribal council that I can't root for her, but I honestly think she probably has the highest winner upside because who won her season? Her closest ally.
Closest ally, yeah.
Yeah. Jenna Lewis.
Yes.
Cannot win.
No, I think she can.
I think you're so wrong, Blake. I think you're still wrong. I think she is the dark horse.
Yeah, I think she goes far, she wins. And wouldn't that be a great story?
Yeah. And now let's do the last two. Kyle and D.
Kyle, yes.
I say yes to both.
I say Kyle. I don't know. I would love to vote for D to win and be like, you did it again. But like, how would they? I think there's going to be a brand new winner. I think they are drawing dead.
I have to ask this, and I'm going to ask it to you, Tagwith, because I know how close you got with Kyle. I mean, he shouted you out in our exit press, right? I know. Not that you put that into your like story and everything. I mean, that's been like, can you get a moving shirt? You need like a Harry Potter type shirt of like, yeah. Kyle just saying, congrats on getting Tagwith.
That was huge for me. That was a big W for me.
That's huge. So I know you're close with Kyle. And then I know obviously D, winner of the new era and all of that. I don't really know if you have a relationship with her in any way, but why are these? I think if they were going to choose two of the best winners, they probably chose the best winners of the new era, right? But why do you think they ultimately chose D and Kyle with no winners from pre-40 and threw them out there on an island with 22 other people? Like, what is the point?
I don't know. I don't understand what the point is. I actually have been thinking about this quite a bit, because all I feel is they just wanted to have a winner. Obviously, we talked about like the On Fire podcast, where we felt like there were going to be a lot of On Fire podcast people, and 3 out of 4 are there, mm-hmm. Just not Rachel, which I was actually very surprised about that she's not in this, you know, scenario. But I just feel like, number one, Jeff has a soft spot for D. Obviously, she's one of the cards in the like game with Jam Jam. And I think had Kyle not won, had, you know, Eva won or somebody else won, I think it would have been Jam Jam out there. I think that it would have been like a different person. But I think that because Jeff loves 48 so much, that he just really enjoys the story of like this guy who is super loyal to one person who goes far. I don't get, though, why there are two winners, why there are not more, why there aren't any from, you know, the pre-new era. I think it's very lopsided, and I think I'm very worried for them. I also think they could use it to their advantage, where they're like, well, why would you get rid of me right now? Like, there are only two of us. Get us out later. But I think it's a bad answer, because I've been like ripping my hair out thinking about that, because I just think that they just put them in a den with wolves and they're just going to get, you know, eaten so fast.
And for me, when I look at it, here's a crazy idea, and it's not going to happen, but let's just say that this were the case. And I'm going to run this by everybody.
Get crazy.
Let's get crazy. It's season 50. Okay. There's nowhere to hide. This is the big time. Do you think that one of the Survivor 49 players is also a winner? And Jeff is sitting there saying, these are the three best players of the new era. That's his argument. And he brings them out there and he makes them captains. And he says, all right, Kyle, your first pick has to be an old school woman. Go. And then, okay, Riz God, your first pick has to be an old school woman. And okay, D, your first pick has to be an old school man. Now, old school man, pick a new era woman.
Love.
Like, is there any, or a new or an old school woman? Like, is there any way that something like that happens where now they're almost picking the entire tribe? Because for me, it doesn't make sense.
I hope not. I hope that's the one pitfall this could fall right into, is throughout time and space, the worst way to get bad tribes is to let the people pick them themselves. It's either awful, or it's so bad it's good of when it goes back to Gabon of when they did it. But like, have the producers work with casting and like, let's make these tribes as like, we spent what, an hour on it, and we did our best. And a lot of people click like on it on Twitter. Thank you. But it is like these eight, we did the yarn and figured out we don't want people that work together. We don't want same archetypes. It was kind of, hey, there's three new era nerds. They need to be separated. There's three best challenge performers ever of Coach, Colby, Ozzy. Those are old school guys. They each have to be on a different one. Then like, do that, because I think the worst possible thing that could happen is let's let our tribe pick our stuff. And everyone's like, perfect. I'm in a 7-person alliance. before we even hit the beach, and we got seven of our alliance on the eight, and we vote out everyone's favorite Suri first, and then the rest of us are in our seven alliance. It'd be like, oh my god.
Well, and I kind of see where like where your argument with that is. I want to push back on that. You know, I want to
give
financial analyst Emily her due here, but I do want to push because I think what Blake, like what you're pointing out is a great point, because in past seasons, like Gabon, most lopsided tribes ever, but also the moms have to stick together is the dumbest statement ever uttered when Crystal decided to pick Susie. Like that was the dumbest thing in humanity. And so for me, I think with this season, the reason they could get away with it is because there are six women that are pre-40, six men that are pre-40, six new era that are men and six new era that are women. So I think you could get away with it because you could say, here's your specification. If you are a new era woman, you must pick an old school man. If you're an old school man, you must pick a new, or you must pick an old school woman. And if you're an old school woman, you then must pick a new era man. Now, the first four people on each tribe is from a different era and is a different gender. And then you swap that. And now you start over again. And now you've picked this so that there are eight people and it's 2-2-2-2-2, which I'm hoping is what they do. I guess the biggest problem there is then you could just get Camilla and Joe on the same tribe, or Camilla and Kyle on the same tribe, which I'm assuming they're going to try to avoid, I would hope.
The other thought process is I don't think they'll use those words. I think they'll be like, all the old school women are wearing red headbands. Mm-hmm. All the new school are wearing blue headband, and it'll be like, pick somebody that's wearing red. I don't know why I'm whispering for that part, but I think
got her phone out. Something big's about to happen.
No. I was talking to somebody. I agree with Blake. I think that the divisions are very clear. I was talking with somebody, and I just want to read this because it's exactly when it was pointed out to me, I went, that is what they're doing. So, and I think you kind of said this, but just to kind of, so the first grouping is Colby, Aussie coach. Right. Mm-hmm. Second grouping, Christian, Mike White, Devins.
Easy.
Joe, Jonathan, Q. Mm-hmm. Charlie, Kyle, Rizgod. Okay. That's the dudes. And all of those three are different, like categories of like dudes. Okay. Then the women, Suri, Jenna, Steph, obviously. Then Chrissy, Aubrey, Angelina. Mm-hmm. Then Jen, Emily, and Camilla. And then Tiffany, Savannah, and D. So like you take those and you just like cut it.
Physical
down.
Powerhouses. Yep.
Yeah. Physical, mental.
One of them's outwit. One of them's outplay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the easiest.
And when that was like shown to me and like really, I went, that is the exact correct way to think about it because I think that's exactly why. And then this actually was one of the reasons that made me feel better about the cast, because I was thinking to myself, like, okay, if they had it in their heads, they have to do half new era, half everything before 40. Then they have to do separate those halves between men and women. And then after that, then they think to themselves, okay, we want to have two puzzlers, two physical, whatever, go. It really made me feel a lot better about the grouping of people that we have. Because it just made so much sense to me in my head, and made me feel better about not having, you know, Jesse, not having,
Carolyn,
thank you. Not like it, just the way it was presented to me, I went, okay, yes, this makes sense. But yeah, so I hope that helps with anybody, helps other people, but well, it helped me.
I think that's a great way to look at it. And it does show, because when Blake and I were talking about it yesterday, it does show that they've put the thought in a little bit more than they put in with like Game Changers, right? Haley Ford's running around with JT and you're like, what in the world am I watching? And I feel like I don't have those types of questions, but we're being very positive here. If Will ends up showing up before we're done, like he's going to bring the negativity and it's going to come. And we have plenty to complain about. I do.
I have one major negative thing whenever we're ready for a Blake tirade.
We'll get there, but I want to keep sticking with what Tegwith is saying. I think the issue with this cast overall is that we need to be talking ourselves into positivity. Right? We need to start separating it out to feel better. And I think that's what's frustrating. Like Tiffany coming back to play again. I'm ready to watch Tiffany play again. She got voted out with an idol in her pocket and her number one ally wins the game. I'm ready to watch her play again. But at the same time, I think Carolyn is a million times better of a casting choice. And yeah. I think Shan is a much better casting choice. And honestly, like, those two people not being in the mix here is crazy to me. And I don't want to hear, well, Carolyn went on the Traitors. Cut the hypocritical bullshit, okay? Sari won the Traitors. Stephanie played the Traitors. And they're both out there, okay? You only pick and choose. Well, they're Hall of Fame level. Well, Carolyn could be Hall of Fame level if you'd give her the chance. And if you want to bring in other audiences like the White Lotus, maybe another audience that would be good for Survivor to tap a little bit harder into is the Traitors. And if Carolyn is able to build that massive audience with younger fans, right? This is what you have a guy named Rizgod playing two seasons back to back. I'm just going to keep reiterating that because I know nothing else about him. But if he's going to play two seasons back to back, you're clearly trying to get younger fans. How are you going to get younger fans? Go to the Traitors, go to the White Lotus. Those are the two most popular shows on. And also, and look, I'm not going to start going, oh, they did that. But like, there are other people on this season who have done way more problematic things or have been involved in way more problematic videos than the Traitors. And I'm sorry, but don't come preaching to me that you are doing
this.
Are
you talking about some fan?
I'm not talking about anybody. I'm not talking about anybody, Blake. I'm just saying that if you're going to make this pitch, I don't care who's on the season, right? Put whoever you want on.
And, you do and care.
Good TV. But if they're good TV, put them on. What I'm saying is I don't care what these people have done in their past because I still think Brian Heidick should play Survivor again. Okay. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Tegwith leaves the podcast. But like, I'm all in on this. But the thing is, you can't make the argument that Carolyn's not on because she did this, or Jesse's not on because he's going and doing all the Mr. B shit with his son. You can't do that and then turn around and put some people on who have done questionable shit because that's stupid. And I'll tell you what, the Traitors is a lot less problematic and is only going to help your numbers. I think it's unbelievably short-sighted. And I think one person from the first four seasons was a total, total, total whiff. A total whiff. I think there was so much to pull from there. And if you're looking at the people who did make it from 45 through 49, Genevieve had to be there. In my opinion, Camilla had to be there. I really sold myself on Camilla being there. Emily Flippin, if she says yes, you are going to put her on. And those three, to me, are the ones that are absolute locks. Mm-hmm. But when you then start looking at the rest of 46, like Tiffany doesn't have to be there. Carolyn should be there. And I know I've already said that, but to me, it's just like, that's what needs to be focused on. And don't start doing this. Well, you went and played another show and you didn't blah, blah, blah. Here's my advice to anybody who goes and plays Survivor in the future. If you've made it this far in, here's my advice. Play the other show that asks you because you're probably not going to be asked back anyway. Davey Rickenbacker, yep. You have done everything right. Davey has done everything right. Is one of the most positive influences in this community, is beloved by everybody, fits the diversity also that CBS just threw out the window for this, which we can talk all we want about that. And he fits everything. He is a phenomenal cast. And I know you already have three from 37, so maybe he's not the best example, but Davey could be on other things and he could be out there shit talking the show. And instead he takes the high road. And how is he rewarded? He's not put on anyway. So if you get the opportunity to go do the challenge, D did the challenge. Guess Jeff doesn't care about that. But Carolyn, you went too far.
D did that commercial for The Quiet Place that one time.
Mm-hmm. J-Zero, day one. Worst movie I've ever seen in my life. That was horrible. Anyway, I have a question.
And this is like a tinfoil hat kind of situation. Do you think, and this is also maybe me looking at like the positive side of it, the silver lining here. Do you think they would be saving names like Carolyn and Jesse that like, quote, like to me, the bigger new era names for potentially a second chances where they wouldn't be able to pad with like Sari, Ozzy, like these classic names where, so then these like new era people who might not have as big as a following in within the like, you know, fandom or whatever, like Tiffany, like Charlie has a pretty big following, but like Camilla's relatively new, like all of these like newer people. And so then they would do that for like a second chances so that they could have like the Carolyn is the big name here. Or is that just looking too positively?
I think that's being too positive because Q's there. If Q that's wasn't true. There, then that would be different. But Q's the biggest name in the new era, and he's there.
That's true.
Q? I think another thing that is true that I, it just kind of sucks that you stepped on the landmine, Jesse and Carolyn, of like, don't blow up the first time you think you're out. Because when someone falls out of the cast, whenever they go, okay, we can't get Elizabeth Flazarski because of this happened, or her name's Hasselbeck now. I'm going to pronounce
it
every name.
It was never Lazarski, I can tell you that.
it's one of those things where Jenna Lewis snuck in at the end. Jenna Lewis didn't go on her Instagram and say, Survivor's a big piece of shit, and I never want to deal with them ever again. She kept it like, you can say all of that you want starting tomorrow because you know they're on the plane to Fiji. And maybe Carolyn and Jesse had in their thoughts that we are the number one, we are the Q, we are the D. Why wouldn't we be the first ones on the plane? But sometimes it is kind of like, I'm sorry, this is how annoying casting is, but you got to play the game.
That's 100% right.
Saree plays the game wholeheartedly. Like, Saree has probably never talked shit about Jeff in her entire life. She's probably been screwed over by Survivor with the most twists out of anybody. She has never been like, I would never go back. I'm so pissed from this season. She's like, no, it sounds good. She's done every appearance they've ever wanted. And like, probably Carolyn and Jesse would do that too. But there is, I don't want to say entitlement, but there is the thought process of, how have I not been on another season yet? And it's like, well, there used to be a lot more all-star seasons back in the day. There used to be, you could be a captain. You could be, what else do they do? Is it just
bring back a captain season, please? I want
like that. What if we had Q and Emily be captains already, and then they wouldn't have came back for 50 or whatever? And I think that's something where when you're watching this cast interact and be pissed about stuff, maybe the fallen angels from this, it is something where I fully understand if you're like, I cannot handle it if I get another call from CBS. Like, I don't even want to answer because they have annoyed the hell out of me. But it is kind of like, you got to put that up with that stuff so you can get on the show.
Will's here.
Hello.
Blake, that was really good
to meet you finally.
What's up? How are you?
For the first time live. Usually it would be backstage before we do one of these. But good to meet you.
You too.
Are you Will's excited here. For 50? Are you excited?
I am. I've heard you are the most excited and you have nothing but glowing reviews.
Here we go. We got Jake T with Will, Shane Cup, what up, Will? And then Matthew C. Will go on a rant. So Blake, I wanna talk about this before Will comes in and starts saying all his stuff.
Finish
like
whatever
that.
You were on.
Jaden Robinson comes in, Will be evil for us.
I have one negative thing where Will can look better now, because the one thing that has actually like happened yesterday, it happened today. Every single person has said, how is 24 people going to work on day 26? And the short answer is for all of you, it's not. We had a lot of issues with the editing for last season. I think it's going to be even worse. I think getting 24 people into 90-minute episodes, some of your favorites are not even going to get a confessional. And you're going to be like, what was the freaking point of bringing back Stephanie LaGrossa, my favorite person, when she gets two confessionals before she goes home in episode 3? And it's going to be an absolutely pain in the ass thought process for everyone when it's like, you guys are distracting the hell out of me with these... just the thought process of, why did we have this wonderful cast if we don't bump it up to 39? If we don't, it's going to be 2-hour episodes sometimes, at least a 2-hour premiere, at least a 3-hour finale. Like, how can we strengthen this out? Are we going to care about that season of Amazing Race? Or can we get a 2-hour episode for the merge? There's going to be so many stories going back and forth. It's hard to keep track of 18 people. Why would they do 24? And there has to be a complete different thought process when it comes to story producing, when it comes to editing, or so many people are just going to be like, well, I don't know why we actually like Tiffany right now. And it's going to be like, well, Tiffany had they're going to be literally 8 days ago, Tiffany had this conversation with Rizgod. And you're going to be like, okay, thank you for showing me now. But like, good luck with this editing. I think it's going to be really bad. And I don't know if we're going to like this season, no matter who was cast, because of the poor decision. I do think you cut to 20 and do 2 tribes of 10. because three tribes of eight, my God, if it's four tribes of six and we've been wrong this whole time, and that is the math that makes sense more, and there's four tribes and double eliminate, two people win immunity, mm-hmm. two tribes win immunity, two tribes don't. No matter what permutation happens, I think it's going to be a mess.
I hear what you're saying with that, and I think that really bled through on this season, which was that like they were having a hard time editing things when not a lot was happening. Now, if you have like one tribe going to tribal council 3 hours earlier than they would normally go to tribal council, how much earlier in the day are things happening? I mean, Will, you've worked on this stuff before, right? So like you've done that, and like how are they pulling that off and still telling a cohesive story? I think that is seriously a huge problem. So we'll get to that. I know we have a bunch of super chats and stuff over here. We're going to get to them after Will gives us his thoughts, because now we've been talking 53 minutes. Teg with Blake and I have had a really intelligent conversation. It's time to just start throwing mines at people or grenades, yeah. Whatever.
Will, how is the weather in Fiji, by the way?
It seems like you guys have been relatively positive, or at least trying to have like an upbeat vibe here. When I saw the rumored cast like 3 days ago, I texted Blake and Phil. I'm like, this is the biggest disappointment in Survivor history. Like, I could not be more disappointed. And I think my biggest issue with it, I have two main issues. One was the expectations. The expectations were completely just, we were misdirected, it felt like. There were two things that we were kind of told, whether we went out and sought it out or whether we were like reading spoilers or trying to like get a read on what was happening. One was that season 50 is about celebrating the franchise and like bringing the most celebratory people back onto the cast. And like this, it's called In the Hands of the Fans, which we don't get to pick the cast, but we're going to celebrate the fans. We're going to celebrate the best players. This cast does not feel like that at all. It doesn't feel like we are celebrating 50 seasons of Survivor. Now, when we first talked about 50, Phil and Blake and Tegwith, I don't know if you listened to us back then before we grabbed you up, but we explored New Era versus Old School as a very real possibility. That's something that was completely on our radar. We did a podcast with Mike Bloom, and that was our stipulation. We had to have half Old School, half New School. But as things kept progressing, we were hearing rumors there's going to be two or three New School players on, or New Era people on. Like, it was going to be Old School heavy. It was going to be pre-40 heavy. And so in the recent days where it was like, oh my gosh, we're going to have 12 New Era players on this season when we had been led astray for so long, that just really was a major disappointment. I don't think you can cast 24 players and then have half of them be from the most recent 9 seasons of the show, one of which we haven't seen and one of which we just saw and was not that good, in my opinion. So that to me is the biggest bummer. That's my biggest complaint. The second biggest complaint, or maybe this is equal, but my second complaint is that even if we're going to do 12 and 12, I think we completely missed the 12 and 12 of who we should have picked. Like, we missed that. So it's like, I could have lived with new Era versus Old School if you had picked the 12 and 12. And the fact we have 12, I'm actually stoked about. That's probably the only thing I'm positive about. I know, Blake, you just ripped into it and was like, how are we going to get through 24 people in 26 days? They'll figure it out. We do have 90 minutes, so I'm not as concerned as Blake. But I mean, if you're going to pick New Era players, I mean, you guys have talked about it, I'm sure, to death. Yeah. But like Carolyn, Jesse, we're just like, we're missing out on that. And then the Old School people, like, Colby's cool. Colby's great. I probably give that like an 8.5 out of 10. But do we have any 10s on this cast? We missed Sean Rector. We missed Amanda. Like, we missed Visepia. We missed Rob Sesternino. Like, we missed, like, Penner had an Instagram today that was like, I was just cut. Spencer had been cut. Like, we missed so many good names. Penner, so I think we just Penner missed is a that. Huge loss. So my rant's over. Those are my two. I think our expectations were we were led astray on thinking it was going to be mostly Old School. And then when it was 50/50, we actually picked not a great group.
And I think talking about the
Sydney from Korong real quick, yeah, too, I think is one that showed up. Jacqueline from San Juan del Sur, even Wentworth one more time over some Aubrey or somebody else? You're like,
Aubrey, we do not need to see Aubrey again.
I think Aubrey was added. People were saying in the chat, it seems like Aubrey was probably the late addition. If Amanda truly did drop out as late in this process as it seems, Aubrey seems like she was the backup for Amanda.
Yeah, Malcolm, like there are being, it's an endless list of like our wish list. And it feels like I did a little number like on each person's face. Like we
told you
really,
that was coming, tag with.
We really like, I mean, Joe's a zero, Kyle's a zero, Camilla's a zero, Aubrey's a zero.
Let's go, zero, Will. Let's freaking go.
Have two nines. Genevieve and Angelina are my only nines.
Yeah. I thought you had Mike White as a nine.
Mike White's a nine too. Okay. Yeah. But we have no tens. I think that's my, like, if we're celebrating Survivor over 50, like, let's get some tens in here. There are no tens. Do you have
what number did you have for Jenna in that picture, Will? Just
I couldn't tell who it was with her hat, and I had a pretty, like, I got it off social. It was like a pretty blurry, pixelated.
He put a question
mark.
Who
is that?
I think that for me, there are two tens in the old school, and there are two tens in the new era. There might be three tens in the old school.
Tell me right now. I am really, and I know that this is how it's broken down. It's new era and then before new era. I do not like that we're grouping like Christian and Angelina and Mike White together with Jenna. Like that and Colby. Like that also, I'm sorry.
That doesn't feel fair.
It is so weird to me. I'm sorry I totally interrupted you, but like I would think all this time, it's like, why are we grouping together these people? That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, and Jayburn Aquatic, this is a super chat from way earlier, which Jayburn Aquatic, if you've messaged me back on Patreon, you won a prize. So hopefully you did. But he says no one from seasons 24 through 31. So that's what we're talking about. No Abby Maria, no Malcolm. And it seems like they jumped a massive gap. And really the gap starts at 18.
Bring back Missy even.
There's nobody from, there's no original player from Samoa. There's no original player from Nicaragua. There's no original player from Redemption Island. Ozzy and Coach are both returning from South Pacific.
Oh yeah, no Kagayan. That was like, Kagayan
is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy work.
And I think that's what we haven't dived into that yet, but like when you actually sit here and you think about the seasons that aren't represented, okay? And I know that we're not huge on or Blake and Will, you guys aren't, but like there is no Africa, which was probably the last, I would say, like classic season, right? Fair. So there's no Africa. There's no China. There's no Cagayan. There's no Millennials versus Gen X. And there's no 41, 43, and 44. When you had nine seasons to choose from, you chose from six of those seasons to get 12 people. That is insane. One from 47.
And Jeff said, I love 48, but it really feels like it's the Pro Bowl time and you put three people from the Raiders because it's your favorite team. And it's like, you know the Raiders really well, but nobody thinks those are great players in the NFL. And you left all the Chiefs players off just because, I don't really like them as much.
Well, what's the guy's name? The Patriots quarterback? I can't think of his name. What's the Patriots quarterback?
Drake May.
Drake May made the Pro Bowl this year. Why did Drake May make the Pro Bowl?
Because everybody dropped out. Pro Bowl one year.
But that's what I'm saying, because everybody dropped out. And it's like, but people weren't dropping out. They were being cut. That would be like, we're going to put Drake May in and cut Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, sorry, Tagwith. It's like, that makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's so stupid. So I don't like that. I want to throw up.
Natalie Bolton, how are we not watching her after 20 years?
Can I be a devil's advocate really quickly? Oh, sorry.
Let me just read this one and then be devil's advocate. Alan, I think this season can be good and I'm excited, but no Caleb from 45, Malcolm, Rob C, Shan, Sean make me incredibly sad. Why is Jonathan here? They just wanted to go with Jonathan because he was the big guy. But like I said, David's the more interesting version of Jonathan. So that's just my opinion.
You want four people from 48?
No, I love Kyle. I don't think Kyle and D should be on this season. I think it makes no sense.
We should do 48 versus 49ers. It should be 50.
That's just 10 versus 10? I love that.
No, 12 versus 12.
12 versus 12. Hey, that gets Thomas back. I'll take it. Tegwith, what's your counter?
They wouldn't have chosen Thomas Phil. Come on.
That's true.
My devil's advocate here is I was also just like, I love the people that are coming back from 48. Like I also even love, like I love the 46ers, all of those people. Like I'm like very excited individually to see them because I like them as people and I'm excited to see them play again in a different environment. But I was like, God, so many people like from the, it's recency bias. And then, but you go back and you look at every other returning season. There are very heavily loaded on the ones that had just happened. I mean, maybe like 40 is an exception, right? But it's just like, just to be a, you know, devil's advocate here of like, this is not a new thing that Survivor does. This is something that they've always done. It's not right. I think it's silly, but it is something that will always be done, has always been done. And, you know, we get some good characters because of it. Like, you know, we get to see people again that maybe we wouldn't get to see otherwise. And that's why I feel really bad for like 41 through 44, because like, it's just they got the short end of the stick here. They were just unlucky in timing, because I do think those casts are really good. And, you know, the seasons might not be my favorite, but if the seasons happened further away from the pandemic, I think they would have been much better. Mm-hmm. But so I just think that like it just is so unlucky for that group of seasons.
I think, Tegwith, you just nailed something there. And I really want to say this. Jeff really harped on drop the four and just keep the one. And then he said, bye, 41.
Yeah.
Like you're saying that's the start of the new era, which is getting half of the slots on the biggest season you've ever done. Your last true milestone, because the next big milestone is really 75. It's not 60. It's 75. And I don't think Jeff will be there for that. But like you're sitting here and you're saying 41 started this new era that's so massive. And then you say, we did such a shit job casting that we're not bringing anyone back. And honestly, I actually think the cast is very good. It's just the decisions that were made. And now you're trying to throw it all under the bus. And it's like, well, because you did the hourglass, that's not Danny McRae's fault. That's not Xander's fault. That's not Evie's fault. That's not Tiffany Seeley's fault. Liana is a great casting choice. Like you have plenty of opportunities there. You just chose not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Where's Banu at?
I'm glad. I mean, I'm actually surprised Banu's not on here looking at everybody else, for being honest.
I literally thought we were going to get a Banu thing. The other thing that blew my mind watching Twitter today, I guess reading Twitter today, a lot of Jeff Probst hate. And so it is kind of weird because I tipped the line a little bit of it. But a lot of people are like, this is Jeff's producing. Obviously, he's out of touch. Obviously, I don't know why you think this is going to be a good season. And it is, if you're a Jeff hater, there's so much to be fed with today because everyone kind of took a step towards Jeff doesn't know what he's doing, which I'm kind of like, is this the best season ever? And 50 blows us out of the mind. I will be the first one to shut up and be like, wow, that was amazing. Like, it is kind of like too big to fail. But like, what's the worst thing that could happen on an all-star season? And that's what usually happens. So,
yeah. And Luke Green says this felt like Survivor 50 just favorites. Will, you had your hand up there. Do you still remember what you were going to say?
I think Tegwith brings up a really good point about recency bias in returning players' seasons. And it's unfortunate because, yeah, I mean, in Second Chance, it was like all Kagyan, Sanwell, El Sur. Like we've seen this before. My biggest problem with this is that we've gone 9 straight seasons without anyone. And so, and it's 50. And like, so this, we have different goals with this season. Like when you have Second Chance or even like Game Changers or even like Fans Are Favorites 2 or Blood vs. Water, like you're doing them so frequently that like, I get why there's recency bias, because the more recently you're doing them, you're going to keep going back to things that just happened because you've done another returning season player before that. We haven't had any for 9 seasons. And so I don't feel like there was any need to keep up with that trend. And I understand it's a trend, but does anyone watch Severance here? There's a great quote from Severance. The egg bar is coveted as fuck. That's the quote. And that's how I feel about spots on 50. Like 50 spots are coveted AF. And we shouldn't be like, well, yeah, we always bring people back from the most recent seasons. That's how we've always done it. You know,
when
that's
they're
how
good,
people are going to remember. Yeah. Like, people are going to remember Kyle and Joe because they just saw it. It's like coveted. These spots are coveted. They're important, and it feels like they weren't by the decision makers, and that's sad. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
And can I also just say, like, I think that I wouldn't be mad because, you know, like Facebook loved Joe, right? Like Facebook was like very excited about Joe. They loved him a lot. And I like Joe. I didn't love him like Facebook likes Joe. But I will say, like, if they had balanced it better, and given us Penner instead of Ozzy, or Rob Cesternino in there, or Sean Rector in there, and made the super fans happy with some of these maybe deeper cuts, these people that we've wanted to see for a while. I don't think people would be still talking about it, but like people would be way more okay with like Joe Kyle Camilla coming back immediately. Like, I think they just didn't do a very good job at balancing, because we've got what, like five people out of a 24 person season from the first 20 seasons of the show, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else is like later. I just think that like, if all we needed were like three people that were deep cuts that we were really excited to bring back, and I feel like all of this would be much quieter.
I think the biggest mistake, other than 11 people from five seasons in the new era, the biggest mistake they made is there's no one-time returning players from the first 34 seasons of the show.
Legitimately that, crazy.
That's a huge error. Now, look, people are still asking, who are Phil's 10s? We never got to that. You're right. Jenna Lewis is one of my 10s, and here's the reason why.
Come on.
You're not. Okay. So everybody now knows Jenna Lewis is not a 10 for Will. That's fine. But here's why she's one of the 10s for me. And I hate All-Stars. All-Stars is one of the worst seasons of Survivor. It's horrible. Season. Anybody who likes that season.
What place did Jenna Lewis get on that worst season ever that you're saying?
Third place. And
best
so
final tribal council in the show's history.
So here's the deal. The reason why I love Jenna Lewis, we have not seen her in 42 seasons. But what she did when she came onto All-Stars is she played that in a totally different aggressive way that we had not seen. And especially from somebody from Survivor Borneo, you could not have asked. And people are going to disagree with this because they're going to say, well, what about Greg? What about Colleen? Greg and Colleen would have come out and been as boring as Kelly Wigglesworth. And I love Greg and Colleen. Mm-hmm. Jenna Lewis will not be that boring because Jenna Lewis will play the damn game. The other people aren't going to play the game. So Jenna Lewis is a 10 for me. I am stoked to see Jenna Lewis. I am ready to see what she can bring to the season because I think it's going to be very unique. And I think that she is a dark horse chance to win this season because a lot of people aren't going to know who the hell she is. My other 10 from the old school is Colby. I love Colby. I was saying this, Will, and you didn't hear it because you weren't here yet, but Colby is like who I grew up watching. I love Colby. I root for Colby every time. I love him on Heroes Villains. His personality is ridiculous, and I think it's entertaining. I think that watching him again for the first time in 15 years is going to be awesome. He's the last hero standing. Why do we not want to watch the last hero standing on this season? Of course we do. We watch Sandra play two more times. I'm ready to watch Colby play again. And the other old schooler is Angelina, because Angelina needs to be on my TV because Angelina is phenomenal TV. Like, that's what it comes down to for me. And I do agree, though, that Angelina, Mike White, Christian, Devins, Chrissy, we're all so excited to watch them play. Why? Well, I think you even had good ratings for almost all of them. Why? Because we've only seen them once. That's why we feel not so good about Ozzy, Ceree, Colby, Jenna. That's
Colby
why
and Jenna, who you just said, why they're not tens. Because that's, you just said
I don't care already, about that.
They should have been people who haven't
I don't care
played,
about that.
Again. Well, okay. I'm saying,
but I'm saying Ozzy, Stephanie, and Ceree bother me because we've seen literally every single version of them. We have not seen every single version of Jenna, and I am ready. I will watch Colby and Jerry on every single season. We didn't have this one, and I hate putting his name up because it's so stupid of a name, but it's a super chat. So there you go. Casting should have been better. Justice for Jerry. I would watch Jerry and Colby play every season of Survivor, every returning player season of Survivor. Why is that? Because they are the first two, in my opinion, super iconic hero and villain. Rudy and Hatch and all of that, they're not that because they weren't classified as a hero and villain, but Colby and Jerry were, so I will watch them on every season. Colby gets a pass for that in my book, but Stephanie, Ceree, and Ozzy, I have seen every version. Stephanie has made it to Final Tribal and lost. She has been the 19th place finisher on her season. She's been the last person. Ozzy, what is he going to do that he didn't do? Game Changers Ozzy is so boring. It's insane. And then you have Ceree, who it's been too much Ceree. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's too much. So for me, those are the three old school ones that should have been replaced with a Sean or somebody else. But Jenna and Colby, I'm in.
Ceree is one of my favorites of all time. I have to go one thing. I did not expect myself to say this until right now. Ceree, when she left Survivor, she went on a bullshit thing. So it is. Yeah. This is your fifth time. you're the only person in the history of the show where everyone else had immunity in an individual part of the game, and you were forced out of the game. The tribe has spoken. The only time the tribe didn't really speak in that sense before the tiebreakers and fire makings is Ceree's last time. So Ceree, you get one of these 50 spots because of that and because you're an icon. That feels a little bit better to me right now. The only other thought I have real quick of just something that popped into my head, how did we feel about 40? And that season with all those icons didn't really feel like it clicked. It didn't really feel like it was a season that people are going to rewatch for the rest of their lives and say how good this was. Do you think they learned from that, or can we expect another Winners at War where we're a little bit like, it could have been better with a few changes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm a little bit worried about for 50.
I think that's fair. So let me throw up some more super chats here to get the conversations going, huh? We have Selly here. Yay, it's good to be back, Celestina. Todd needs to be on this cast. Also would have liked Greg Buis and Sean Rector. I do think it's crazy that Kyle and D are playing again, and Todd has never played a second time, and V has never played a second time, and Chris Doherty has never played a second time. I think there's so many missed opportunities back there. And like, again, well, if Kyle pulls this off, will I be unbelievably impressed? Yes. Do I like Kyle? Yes. Do I like D? Yes. I just think that they have no shot. I feel like they're out there as the sacrificial lambs, and I think it's silly to put them on and not put other old school winners that we've been clamoring for years, that you forgot to pick up the phone. Fabio, I was in the room when Fabio found out that Winners at War was a thing and they had already filmed it. Like, I was in the room at the Johnny Fairplay event in LA when it was like, hey, Fabio, did you know? He was like, what? Like, it's just, it's crazy. And so for me, those are some of the issues. We have Kevin Hernandez who says, do you think this was intently cast as to avoid any controversies, which seem to follow a lot of returning seasons? No, because Ozzy's there. Like, I'm sorry, but that is a controversy within itself. Ozzy is there. So I think that's problematic. And like, personally for me, no, I don't think it's I don't personally find it problematic, but if I'm CBS, I would probably find that problematic. So, you know, I don't think they're trying to avoid controversy. I think that they just ultimately came up with, these are who we think the favorites are. I don't know.
The only controversy that is based off today is it exactly 50% diversity that it has been very important in the new era? And that hasn't, there's not 12. And I think there's a thought process of why stop at 12. Like, there's not any really a lot of Asian people on this cast where it's like, there's been plenty of Asian all-star worthy players. Why is that not getting in? Is that not a consideration? Is it, well, we had three of them lined up and they all got sick, or they all turned it down, or they all, that's not what happened. I think it is, who's going to answer that call when somebody asks at a Q&A and goes, so was it important, the diversity thing? Do we stop doing that? Was it important for this? Or what was your casting criteria for 50 where you didn't think you needed 3, 4, 5, 6 more diverse people on there? And there's glaring omissions of, is there any lesbians? Is there any, I know that's a weird thing to say out loud for some people, but that's the part of the social experiment, is not the homogenized thinking, the homogenized viewpoints. We haven't even looked at all these people's states, but if it could be one of those things where, why are there 10 people from Colorado? That would be a crazy state for 10 people to be from. But I think this is important to a lot of people that watch the show. When you don't have that box checked, it is kind of like, well, I thought we were moving forward in the right spot. That is something I do like about the new era. As it's not a twist like Cook Islands and Fiji. It is the norm, and it's no longer the norm.
And I just want to say, because Tegwith, when you and I did our last podcast, when we were trying to guess, and for everybody who participated in that contest, I'll get you the results next week. I'm not doing it this week, but I'll get you the results of who won. And I have timestamps for when everybody submitted. So all that. But when we did that, Tegwith, you and I were sitting here and we were saying, okay, it has to be 12 diverse, or we were doing 20. So we were doing 10 and 10. Right. And we were looking at diverse as literally down to like Asian, Black. Like, we weren't looking at it from a, you know, sexuality point of view. But when we were doing that, a lot of people in the comments were like, well, they got rid of that. And I pushed back and I said, just because it's illegal for it to technically be mandated doesn't mean that CBS now is just going to throw it out the window, because that's a terrible look for them. I mean, just working at these places or knowing what goes on behind the scenes at these big corporations, the first time you get the, it's not mandated to throw that out the window, is such a bad look. So the fact that they did, I think, is really kind of crazy. Now, I'm not sitting here saying a cast with 12 people diverse and 12 not is automatically better. I mean, we just saw with season 48, I think season 48 wasn't a very good cast. And that's one of the most diverse casts they've ever had. Not cast. It wasn't a good season, but it's one of the best, one of the most diverse casts they've ever had. And when I sit down and I look at this, I just can't believe they threw it out the window, because what they essentially said is, we didn't actually believe it was a good idea. We just were forced to do it. And now we're not being forced, so now we're not going to. And I think that's a terrible look.
Can I say my theory that I had earlier, like when this leaked cast came out? Because Mike White came out of seemingly the blue. Mm-hmm. Like when I didn't see Mike White in a lot of the discussions up until like
the very end,
or the very, very end. And with the, you know, breakdown, I believe it's 11 POC, 13 white people, I believe. I could be wrong. I think that Mike White last minute said, hey, I want to be on the show, and took a spot. And that is the reason why it's so close, because I think that Mike White was like, last minute. And I, again, no proof. It's just because he wasn't in the rumors, but you know, he's not really on social media. He's not whatever else. So like, you know, who knows, but that is just that, because that makes sense in my brain, because he's friends with Jeff. Jeff even said on CBS this morning, like, we text or whatever. Yeah. And so that is just like my tinfoil hat theory, where it just kind of went in like right in the end.
And what is it? What is it? St. Cliffo? I don't know. Sounds like Penner was cut. I mean, it just, again, I feel like the fact that they
highlighted, somebody's going to write a book about this 10 years from now, and it'll be really cool, but we won't know for 10 years.
I'm going to get back to Will just like screaming at the clouds here soon. Don't worry, everybody. It's coming back. But I tag with you, and I sat in that room for the premiere this year. We did. And one of the things that Jeff said is one of the biggest changes from the new era was when they started doing 50% diverse casting. Like, he focused on that at the premiere for season 48. Look, do what you want to do when you're casting it, but when you're preaching it, and then all of a sudden you're told you don't have to do that anymore, and then you don't do it, I think that's just rough, especially
it's like when it's an honesty and integrity alliance. Don't tell people that you're going to have an honest alliance, because then when you're not honest and not like, you're not in it, and you blindside somebody, people get way more mad. You don't tell people that.
Here's Matthew C. Will resting those vocal cords for a rant.
I don't have a rant dialed up. No, I do think that at least they are breaking the mandate. There is no mandate, but it is 11 and 13. So it's not like it's not like Guatemala or something. So it's not like they've completely abandoned ship. That would be a totally different story. So because and Tegwith might have a good theory with Mike White. I mean, that kind of makes a lot of sense. I mean, Mike White brings a lot of celebrity, like way more now than he did in season 37. So Mike White agrees to play, you have to say yes. And if there's no mandate in place, then
why aren't you replacing a white guy instead of
who knows? I mean, we don't know who got cut for who. That's a good question. I mean, I know Penner was talking, maybe it was just Mike got White in for Penner and it was no difference. So, I don't know. At least it's 11, 13 and not like 6 and 18 or something.
Yeah,
but that would be a complete abandonment of it.
All right. I want to throw in some other super chats here. Isabel Giriteca. Kenzie said no to 50. Tiff being on makes me happy. Sorry, y'all. Yanu 3 will always be famous to me. Sari, I'm starting a prayer circle. That better be a really big prayer circle, because I think so. Yeah, Q. Tegwith, did you hear this that Kenzie said no. I feel like Kenzie was always going to be a no. I didn't know.
I haven't heard that, but I don't have my ear to the ground. When I'm chatting with Kenzie, we're mainly just talking about the Hunger Games, So I have no idea. I don't think that Tiffany would have replaced Kenzie. And I honestly don't think that Kenzie's getting her life.
Wants nothing to do.
She's happy with what she's got right now. I don't think that she really wants to, but I will say, and I think that I'm seeing it on Reddit. I'm seeing everywhere. I think Tiffany's going to do really well. And we said this earlier in the pod. I think that she was somebody that I remember her being cut when Jesse was cut. Like, I remember it being in the talks that she was cut way back. So when I saw her name, in the final list, I was shocked. And I think that's going to be probably a good thing for her. Also, just the fact that she is going in, and I said this earlier, but she's going in with people that she argues with publicly, Q, from her season. She wasn't tied to Charlie. I have high hopes for Tiffany.
I mean, yeah, I think if you were to ask me the people who have the best chance of winning, because we were going through earlier and talking about who can't win and who can win, I think Tiffany absolutely has one of the best chances of the new era people, because mm-hmm. her threat level's low, and I think people have literally forgotten about her.
And she's smart, and she's smart, and she gets along with people. So yeah, I don't know.
I just want everybody to know Blake is the one who is currently controlling the specialist comments on the side. Will's your pens are not available for purchase on Patreon. He already said something.
My confused weird look. I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, this is just crazy talk. That's not real. I mean, I could see, I think Kenzie is about to go the way of Natalie White. That's what it feels like to me. She's going the way
of Natalie White. We'll come back when she wants to build another business. Yeah.
I'm done. Also, just to clarify for Blake, if you do put it on Patreon, it's 0 to 9s because there were no 10s.
Oh, okay. True.
Who would have been a 10 for you?
Oh, perfect. Rob Sesternino, Sean Rector, Vesepia, Earl, Penner, Spencer, Cass, New Era, Jesse, Carolyn.
He's got them locked and loaded. He's not wrong.
New Era is tougher for me, but again, if they're going to do New Era versus old school, you load up your 10s in the old school, and then you, like you said earlier, give us Joe. Give Facebook what they want, but then give us our 10s. And Colby, I'm sorry, Bill, not a 10 because we've seen him play 3 times. That doesn't, when there is another tier above, you can't be 10. Sorry.
I mean, I don't need you to agree with me at all. You want to know another 10 I have, Will?
Jenna Lewis.
No. You want to know a new era 10? You ready for this?
You are doing this to just anger me. I can tell you're getting so
Camilla?
Excited.
Camilla?
Camilla, dude. Camilla Terry Phil over here.
Camilla is not a 10. She played far too recently. Again, these spots are coveted, and we just saw her. And I mean, I've been saying the finale, Genevieve's the most recent player I want to see playing. There's no reason to put someone on this close. When we haven't had a returning season in 9 full, if we don't count 48 and 49, still 7 full seasons, and that's still
Bruce.
There's still 40 seasons behind Bruce.
Thank you.
Where's Bruce Erasure here?
Bruce would have been better than half the new era people.
Jake O'Kane, where the heck is he at?
Jake is a huge miss. Jake was one of those people I'm like, I need to see Jake play again.
Brandon Donlin at least could do a challenge or something on the side. do you guys want to pick winner picks or two people you want to protect with your whole heart?
Can I throw up some more stuff real quick? Selly, I would give anything to have Morgan from Kage on. We got to get the super chats in before we start doing them. And then we got to finish because my
How
wife
many
is
super
literally
chats we got.
We have one more. Jake T says 51-60 should bring back captain or fan versus favorite type season. We were talking about that earlier.
Blood versus water, yeah.
Something that just gets
four
more people
returning
involved.
Seasons from 51-60. I think they're going to be 2 captains, a fans versus favorites, and a second chances.
I want to talk about something before we get rid of this. Before we start answering
another super chat, another super chat.
Oh God, Kevin Hernandez, would you rather Lex instead of Colby or Sean instead of Ozzy? Blake or Will would never want Lex. Will hates.
No, I would love to see Lex. I just, when you talk about player rankings, I always say Lex. Is I compare him more closer to a coach than I do a game savvy play. I think Lex, we were making light of him for the most part and gives me coach energy. I think if he gets to the end, I don't think he wins. I think we see something similar to South Pacific in which coach doesn't get the win. because of who he is, honestly. Yeah.
And what about Sean over, what was it, Ozzy? I think 100%. All of us would say yes. Like, that's not even a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could get Lex back, I would be okay with, I don't want to see ever Boston Rob. I don't need to see Boston Rob ever again, unless Lex is there. And then I want a captain season Boston Rob Lex.
I would watch that.
Ryan and I were talking about this before the podcast. We were like, Lex is going to come back. Don't tell either of them that the other one's the captain. Surprise them both. Great TV.
So let me ask you this, Tegwith, because I saw your post earlier today about burning bridges. Or was it yesterday? Whichever one it was. But like casting kind of seems like they're burning a little bit. We're talking a lot about there could be potential returning player seasons in this, you know, 51 to 60 range. Do you think that there's going to be people who coming out of this are just like, screw that, I got dragged? I mean, Shane Powers was one way back in Second Chance who said, I'll never do that again. Do you think that there's people who are just going to be like, this was brutal, we've been going through this for Abby Maria said 9 months, and they're just like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think like the people that I don't think are cool. I think Rob's fine. I think Penner is fine. Like there, I think people are that are fine, upset, but fine nonetheless. But like Davey had a whole long video on TikTok where he said, like, you know, I understand that they have to do what they have to do, but I have to live my life also. And so he's like wanting to develop a show, and like kind of go forward on in a different route. I don't think that Jerry, like that video of her, I don't know if you've seen that, but like that video of her just it's like a 1.5 long minute long video of her silently in the desert, just looking out. And it's heartbreaking to watch. And I just feel like, how do you go back through it? If you know that was your heart, like your heart was broken and you were taken through the ringer, how are you ever going to be able to go back there? I just worry that like it's one of those things where they, I don't know the whole inner workings of it. I don't know how any of it goes, but what it feels like is they strung people along, brought people along for a long time, and the worrying that people are going to drop out or worrying that something doesn't work out. And then I think they really thought that they were going to be on. Like, I think that Jerry really thought that she was going to be on. I could be wrong, but I just like, I really, from just like the way she was on social media, all that stuff, and to have it be ripped from underneath her, like 3 days before, 2 days, whatever it is. I think that that's how you sever a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I hate to say that happens so much across all TV production and not even just in the casting thing. It's for pretty much anything. It probably happens in other industries too. It's just keeping people on the line is what.
Whenever they remake Dante's Inferno and do different layers of hell, there's going to be a bunch of casting in some of them, unfortunately.
And I think for Jerry, she was always so locked in on the season she was being asked to come back for that. This is the first time she had to deal with this, but like, this is what Shane Powers went through like 4 times. You know what I mean? So it's brutal, and we'll see what ends up happening. There's the one here from Slazarin who says, Jerry just posted a 10-minute cameo and I'm angry for her. She really lays it on Jeff, Matt Van Wagner, and CBS. All right. So Blake, you had asked the question earlier. So Will and I are going to be doing a winner chances podcast next week. Like, we're actually going to be talking about who
we're right now, baby, though. But it's going to, then I'll change it. It's going to be, who would you protect with your Blake circle protection? One man, one woman, but you choose it. And you say your Phil square protection. Tegwith, you get a triangle. Will, you can have a star.
Why does Will get Star's a star?
Not on this. Star's not on this season. Star would have been a better pick than half these people.
I just want to say, I think with Q and Angelina, I'm going to put my whole life, heart, mystery behind both of them. If they don't make it further, I'm going to be so freaking angry. I'm going to pray every day. I haven't done that in 15 years. I'm going to do some good karma. I'm going to volunteer at the shelters this upcoming couple weeks when they're going to be in Fiji. And I'm going to say, please let Angelina and Q maneuver this merge they're in probably right now. They got to say something to somebody. Q, use your idol, please God. Angelina, get on a freaking ladder and find another one. Ride Mike White as far as you can. Burn him at 6. Take Q with you, please God. Q, I have to have a final tribal council from Q where he talks about whatever he wants wholeheartedly, please God.
I'm in on Q and Angelina, Blake. I like that those are your picks.
Can we choose the same people just out of curiosity, or do they have to be different protection? Can Blake get a circle and also a triangle?
Blake being the
generous, may need it. Yes.
Blake being the generous guy that he is, after he asks this question and then just goes first, I feel like tag with, I think you can pick the same people. I don't think Blake just gets dibsies on Q and Angelina.
Okay. I've got mine.
Go ahead.
Christian Hubicki. He's a fun fact about me. He is my favorite player of all time. I adore him. I literally, like, when he got voted out, I did cry for many hours. It was, and I knew he was going, but I just adore him. So Christian Hubicki. And I also think he's going to be Yao manned. I'm sorry. He's going to be out so early.
People not with your protection.
Good though. Yeah.
Your protection will help him.
I know it will. You're welcome, Christian. Here you go. At least make it to a family visit so we can see Emily. That's all I really want. Okay. So that, okay. That's my, and then I would probably say Tiffany, but I don't think she needs it. No, she doesn't need it. She's good. She does not need that. I will go with somebody who probably needs it, and that would be Camilla.
Yeah, I think Camilla is probably in a lot of trouble coming out here so recently, and people are going to be thinking about her, and she's small. She probably could go out pretty early here, but I think if she can play the aggressive game that she clearly wanted to play and didn't play because of Kyle, she could be a lot of fun. And that's why I have high hopes for her. People were asking, who's my other 10? My other 10 is Genevieve. Like, I'm all in on Genevieve. I don't really care.
I only give her a 9. Cause like,
yeah, Will can give her a 9, but Will's like, just being stubborn.
No, I mean, Carolyn and Jesse are 10s. They're a league ahead of Genevieve, and you can't say otherwise.
I can. I say that they're in the same league.
They're in the same league.
No, but I said they are.
I know you don't said
I can't,
that.
And I did.
That's the problem. You know they're not.
I'm going to take it. Will, you want me to go next so that you can just save yours for your prayer circle is going to be around nobody, and you hope everybody just like drowns.
Wait,
on the
I don't
island?
Understand who we're protecting. Are we protecting?
These are like,
we're going with who could be the best case scenario for entertainment value for you specifically. For me, that's Q and Angelina. I don't give a crap about anybody else.
Yeah, for Will, that would be like Joe and D probably for you.
Yeah.
But like for like all stars, it would be like we all wanted Cicerone to go further than he did, and he doesn't go very far. We all wanted Tony to go further in Game Changers. He doesn't. So that's kind of how we're looking at this. And Blake went Angelina and.
No, I heard everyone's picks. I was just because I thought
wait, who did you go? You went Christian, and who was your other? Camilla. That's
Christian and Camilla.
Christian, okay. Yeah, Phil, you go ahead.
Riz God and Savannah. No.
Riz God.
I'm so stoked for both of them. I can't wait.
It's so unfair that they're even on and everyone else.
Dude, like, I know I said it at the beginning of the podcast. They better vote them off.
Are they Malcolm and Russell? Are they? Like, I doubt it. I really doubt that these two players are Malcolm and Russell. And hey,
could be Amanda and James, though.
Amanda and James.
People saw
Malcolm
half of Amanda
Russell.
And
that's
James.
The company that they need to keep.
Could
they
be Michaela and Zeke?
That's
could be Michaela and Zeke. And that was not looked on fondly. At least that season was not looked on fondly.
Yeah. Okay, who would I want from this season to go as far as possible to make it a good season? I got to look at our thumbnail. Damn. Will, you don't have an answer right off the bat.
Doesn't know ball?
Oh! I changed mine. Can I change mine? I love Camilla. I love her. Emily. Sorry, Emily.
I was like, how are you not doing Emily flipping?
I'm so sorry. I forgot. I keep forgetting Emily is on there. I've changed it to Emily. Sorry.
I don't think Colby needs it, so I'm not going to go with Colby, even though that's where I want to go really badly. I'm going to just go and I'm just going to go Coach, and I'm going to go Devins. Coach. That's what I'm going
to
go with.
You have to
give me
a woman.
Coach and Devins.
You have to choose one man and one woman. Those were the rules. Oh.
All right. Well, then I'll take Devins. See, I hate the
women. I remembered women this time.
I'll take Devins and I'll take Jenna Lewis. And Will, you can spit out your water.
This is what really is like cements how I'm not a fan of this cast. I'm like looking through. I like don't even find anyone that I even care about.
Well, I had to relook at the poster.
Yeah. No, I'm like going through. I'm like, has no one taken Genevieve yet, right?
No, you can have
okay.
Her.
So at least I get Genevieve.
She's gonna have a bob haircut. She's gonna be like this the whole time.
I fear
you
for her.
She has
a bob for All Stars.
She's an FAB.
Yes. Wig.
Can I pick?
Well,
can I take
well you know women? How we were doing the football thing and Tegwith went like this? That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
The girls and the gays right there, not the wills and
I
the
like
pills.
This. We're bringing new energy to the podcast. I think this
we
is
have
good.
Finally diversified the podcast because I just sat here and just smiled and nodded. I have no idea what just happened.
Like that, the same wavelength.
Genevieve and a dude.
So, which dudes have been taken? There's been three.
Well, you can pick any of them. You don't have to.
No, I want to pick someone different.
Q, Devins, and...
Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll do. Yeah, I mean, Joe, absolutely not. Charlie, absolutely not. Jonathan, Mike absolutely White? Not. Mike White, that could be fun. I'm gonna go coach though, just because let's get at least an icon of the show.
You were literally shaking your head when I said coach before. He was shaking.
I was mad. I was mad you picked coach.
Oh,
I was like, damn, there's no one left to take here.
JD's taking Rick and Genevieve. See, Will, JD's a fan of you.
We're overlapping, so we're putting the trapezoid on top of my star.
That's it. This is going to be something. Okay, I got to wrap this up. Like I said, I'm in a hotel room. My wife is literally asleep. So here we go. We're out of here. We're done. Thank you all so much for listening to this. This was great. Like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Also, for everybody who ended up leaving us 5-star reviews over on Apple Podcasts after I begged for them, I felt like what's his name when he woke up on Christmas morning, George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life, where he like wakes, everybody starts handing him the money and stuff. That's what I felt like. I asked and all of you just showed up with 5-star reviews and I was like, thank you. That's great. That's awesome. We got so many of them. It was insane. We got 1 4-star. I'll take it. Hey, I don't need perfection. That's it. As long as
that's 8 out of 10 right there.
Dude, that's good. That would pretty much be the 4th or 5th best person.
We're the best
people
on this cast.
So
we should do this every other Wednesday all summer. Find something to talk about with 50.
We have plenty to talk about with 50. Oh, okay, so what we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a series of everything you need to know about the cast. We're going to be doing each individual player is going to get their own episode. Not Riz and not Savannah, because that's everything you need to know about Riz and Savannah. We just told you their names are Riz and Savannah. That's it. Done. We're over with them. But we're going to do it for the other 22 players. And I'm sorry, like Riz and Savannah, there's nothing we can do here. Like, I have no idea. You don't exist to me. I could have passed you today in the hallway. I had no idea. So we're going to be doing an entire series of that, probably getting those started late next week. John McKenna and I are going to be doing something because they want to do it for Survivor Rewind. We're going to be looking at the best episode for each player, or most important episode for each player, which will be a fun series for sure. Like I've already said, Will and I are going to be doing winner chances next week at some point. And Alexa is chomping at the bit to come back. So she'll be making appearances throughout the summer, talking about season 50. She posted like a paragraph today on Instagram and I've never seen Alexa do that. And I was like, oh shit, she's feeling it. She's ready. And then we texted for a while today. And so she's ready to go and that'll be a good time. So she's going to come in and do something with us. We'll figure it out. And those are like, so we have 2 series coming out that are going to be out all the time. And then we're going to have our 50 winner chances next week. And we'll be talking about some other stuff throughout too. I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of ideas that are going to come up. McKenna wants to do a Brant Steele type thing. So like we're going, everybody's excited, even if we're all a little disappointed, even if some of us aren't disappointed, we're all excited for the fact that Survivor 50 is actually around the corner, right? Will, are you excited? Or are you pissed?
We're still excited. Yeah. I mean, I think you can reasonably be like, huh? At this cast and still be like, well, yeah, we still have 24 returning players. We haven't had a returning player season in forever. So yeah, I'm going to watch it and I'm going to probably be excited and it's probably going to be pretty good, but like I can still be bummed out. Like I still feel like that's fair.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So everybody, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Patreon content going on all summer, patreon.com/thespecialist. And I will announce the winners of our 50 game at some point next week. So thank you all so much for listening and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Hasta luego.